Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Tonight's stories.
I want a divorce.
Scheduled surgery.
Disney divorce.
Disowned stepbrother. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brando.
Sam.
SJ.
Yay! We're all here. Brandon's back.
Brandon, you're back.
Brandon!
He's in a nice shirt.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
So you are wearing your Halloween socks then?
Yeah, tis the season.
Show them off.
I also got an overpriced jack-o'-lantern cardigan from Target.
Overpriced.
I'm so happy I got it. It was way too expensive. Way too expensive.
But you're still happy.
I'm over the moon. I absolutely love it. I like a spirit Halloween. Target Halloween section too. They got some of the best. Dollar General, they have really good Halloween stuff.
There was a video I saw on TikTok of this girl talking about how she wants to bring back like the nostalgic looking Halloween from like her childhood. So like Halloween Town, like
from
that.
From her childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From her childhood. Yeah.
Specifically hers.
Like, chick, we don't know you.
But she did give imagery of the stuff she bought. Okay, and she gave like a board.
Like the vintage Halloween.
It was like Halloween Town before Calloway's Revenge. Which is the second
is that
one.
When they replaced Marnie?
No, that was like the fifth one that happened.
Are you
Wait,
sure?
There's multiple Halloween
though? There's like three, I thought. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was the second one where Marnie got replaced.
No, she only got replaced like the fourth or fifth. She was in three
there's five?
For sure.
There's five
yeah, I didn't know there was five of them.
If there's not five, there's four. But there's no, definitely
there's not four,
three.
There's three.
No, there's definitely three with Marnie in it.
Well, Marnie's
not
in
that,
all
there's
of them,
two
right?
for sure. Like, we can know that for sure there's two.
Oh, for sure I know there's two. Yeah. And I know there's one Halloween Town for sure.
Yeah. There's at least one.
There's at least one.
Have I seen any of them? No.
Wow.
Haven't seen a single
what?
Halloween Town.
So here's the gag. There's only two Halloween Towns.
Here's the gag.
Which is the one where they go to college? That's the third one?
There's only two. How can it be the third one?
No, there definitely is two with the Marnie actress.
There is Halloween Town. The second one is when Marnie got replaced. But the third one is Halloween Town High. It's a spinoff.
She did not get replaced in the second one. For it's like Calabar.
Calabar's Revenge.
It's
yes.
Two.
She's in that one.
She's... Oh, she is.
Oh, like she's definitely in the second
Maddie
one.
Maddie Stan is firm on that. I don't care what the internet
I had
says.
To gasp. I said, no, she's in it. I said...
No, you're right. You're actually, Maddie, hold on. You
so
might be
how
cooking.
How many Halloween Towns are
okay,
there?
I didn't hit show more.
Oh, my gosh. There's seven.
So how many?
There's seven Halloween Towns.
Is there four movies? Is there four? Yes, there's four.
I trusted you, Maddie.
It didn't really seem like it at the end.
There's Halloween Town 1, 2, Halloween High, and then Return to Halloween Town is when they replace
when
old
they
girl.
Replace
I was so quick to abandon Maddie, but I'm, back. I'm back in.
Wow.
I was like, Maddie's wrong.
All right, so.
Am I choosing the story?
Yeah, which one should we start with, Sadia?
Disowned stepbrother.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not helping my stepbrother after he came out as gay because he got me disowned for being gay?
Whoa. That's kind of loaded. What?
I'm 26 male. My family is the worst homophobic people you can ever meet. I knew I was gay when I was 14, but I hid it from my family for obvious reasons. I hooked up with my now husband when we were 17, and my stepbrother, Peter, 26, caught us in bed. He immediately told our parents, and I left after being screamed at and told I was disgusting and they want nothing to do with me and just real nasty shit that hurts even to this day. My aunt took me in, and I've had no contact with my family since then. Mm. Last week, my hubby got a Facebook request from Peter. He's tried to add me on several social media accounts, but I always block him. Peter told my husband that he's gay and he was also disowned and he would like help from us. I said, absolutely not, and to delete him. I still have nightmares where Peter was helping them throw me out. My husband did, but Peter keeps trying to contact us, saying he's struggling. We've spoken to our friends about the situation, and some have said it's understandable. I don't want anything to do with him because it did traumatize me, and others said it's our job to help others coming out to ease people into our community. And when I asked if they would like to help him, they said it would be better if it was me because I would be more familiar to him. I'm starting to doubt myself. My husband said he will support me in whatever I decide. I'm all for supporting someone coming out, but this man helped my parents hurt me so bad. So I don't know. Am I the asshole for that?
So he was 10 when it happened?
17.
He was 17?
Yeah. And he said 26 about his cousin. So I wonder if his cousin was 26 or if they're the same age. Basically, so maybe 26, 27 now. Or if his cousin was 26 then. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think if you are wanting to help your cousin come out, because yes, obviously you, OP, have gone through that where you're like, I know it's a struggle from the worst possible family to go through this, but it's not like you're the only resource to help with that transition from that, you know, horrible household to like the community that you want to go to and like figuring out who you are. And if you're not ready to be in that position to do that because you guys don't have a good relationship, even though he's trying to push it on you, I think it's fair for you to say, I can't be the person to do that. And I don't think it's fair for your friends to be like, well, you should be the one to do it. Like, especially when he was like, well, why can't you guys help him? Like, I think it would be helpful if his friends were the one to maybe give resources or whatever. If OP wanted to do that, he could. But because he doesn't want to, he shouldn't feel bad because he's also gay and also went through the same thing.
Yeah.
If you know that there's no way that you would want to help them and someone convinces you to do it, it's almost as if you could have like internally a moral high ground while trying to help the person. So yeah, it's best just to just leave it alone. If you know you're just not going to be in it, your heart's not going to be in it to help that person, just leave it alone, because you might cause more hurt if someone convinces you to do something you didn't want to do.
Especially if he sees you as like this representation of the gay community and he's like, he can look to you to help him into what that is for him. Especially if you have some sort of resentment for him, then it might give him a negative experience on what that is, when it's like, I didn't want to help you. I don't want to be the person to help you. I don't want you to obviously be out on your own. But again, I'm not the only person that could help you with this transition. Right. Mm-hmm. And for you to, even though you were in your own trauma, right, hiding the fact that you were gay, maybe you knew it when you were younger, it's still, you know, I don't know why the cousin was also a part of doing what happened to OP. But I think the cousin should come with some understanding of, I get why you wouldn't want to talk to me. You know, I get why you're still hurt about that. I am asking for help. But at a certain point, if they're like blocking you, if they're saying no, you got to move on. You can't keep coming after OP like that. That's not going to help anything. Right.
You guys gave really great answers. And in an ideal world, I'm just like not at the point where I can, I'm not in the point in my healing journey where I can just be the bigger person. So if this scenario were to happen to me, I would, that's what I'm saying. I would 1000% pull up a front row seat to his demise. 1000%. Because first of all, you outing me to my family that you already know is homophobic, you've put in my safety at risk, you've put my, you know, where I have to stay at risk. And at the time, he was, what, 17?
17, OP was,
at the time, OP was 17, so it's not like he has a ton of resources to, like, pull up his bootstraps and figure everything out. Right. He's 17. So you put my life at risk, and then you think you would ever have access to me ever again?
Yeah.
even if you were like on your lowest low, which it sounds like you are, I'm gonna watch you struggle 1000%. Cause you fucked me over. Mm-hmm. To be frank, you literally fucked me over. Like, outing someone is so messed up. It is so messed up. And essentially to have that same thing happen to you, which you done to me, where you've come out and you've, you know, faced the repercussions with your family that has. Yeah, you suffer through that, buddy. And you figure it out all on your own, just like I did. 1000%.
Literally.
It just does suck that OP is probably going to have a feel of guilt because of the difficulty some people have coming out and the experiences they have. And to see someone go through that like you did, it's tough. But when you're the person who did it to me, it's like, it's just like every other story we talk about where families did something to you when young and then they try to ask for help. And you're like, if you were my family, I would never see you again. So that it's the same thing to me. It doesn't matter that you're gay too. That's just like an extra note on it. But it's like, no, you still, like you were saying, I didn't even think about that. Like you almost ended my life. Like, I don't know how my parents would have reacted. And I was so young, I didn't have resources. This, you did something. You severely put it on a different course. So yeah, I don't feel like I gotta help you.
Yeah. I feel like too, at that point, if it's getting to the point of disowned, you really are just anybody to me. Like, so but that's also me personally. If I'm getting to the point where I want to disown somebody, there's nothing they could say or do that would make me want to talk to them ever again.
Right.
So it's like, I think I get the whole family angle, but at the same time, like, if it's to that point, you shouldn't feel guilty at all. That's like saying no to a stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally agree.
A stranger who ruined my life years ago. That's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got a vendetta. Personally, I have a vendetta.
So top comment, not the asshole. Hard yes to helping others come out and overcome challenges. Hard no to helping someone who traumatized you and seemed to relish outing you to your parents, knowing what the consequences would be, all while holding his own homosexual feelings. It also sounds like he has never apologized or made amends in any way over the years. Maybe he's just an asshole who's facing karma. Save your helping instincts for someone more deserving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that's something we didn't even talk about, is like, has there been any recognition of what happened that day from him before he came and asked you for help?
Yeah. So,
that's crazy.
Or like, remember when you had came out, or remember when I had like made you to come out?
That was crazy.
How can I forget?
That kind of happened to me too. So.
I didn't think that was going wild out like that. I didn't know.
I thought it was just that one time. And now they was like, no, they stand on business back there, so I'm going to need your help, my boy.
They don't normally move like that, is what I'm saying.
It was like exactly what they did to you, they did to me. So
no home, no money, no school supplies.
So it's like, y'all just don't like gay people at all. I thought it was him. Y'all just don't like gay people for real. They're like, yeah, we don't like gay people.
He's, I ain't
like,
got no home, cool, I ain't got no money. Cool. I guess now no homo.
That was good.
And no school supplies, like this next story.
Stupid.
I was going to say, too, I feel like I would have been so paranoid. I would have thought it was a trap.
Oh, you think to like get him back in to that talk to the family?
Malicious. I'm like, years. I haven't talked to you for years and y'all trying to trap me? Because that's scary.
There's no way you just randomly reach out on that and not address that you cause where I'm at right now.
A narcissist.
That's a trap in my head. I'm like,
one thing I learned about people, they actually do have the audacity.
Yeah.
A lot of people have the audacity.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about myself.
Fall is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and stay big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, and perfectly tailored denim. all at prices that feel too good to be true. By partnering directly with ethical, top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince delivers luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. Quince has really become a one-stop shop for me. I love my bamboo and linen sheets I bought earlier this year, and for my next cruise, Brandon and I each have a few pieces that we can mix and match from for outfits. Keep it classy and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/CLP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/CLP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/CLP. Thanks to our listeners for supporting this podcast, and thanks to Quince for sponsoring this episode. Am I the asshole for not buying or making my son share school supplies with his step-siblings and half-siblings?
For not buying or sharing with his step-siblings?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's hard if they all live in the same house.
I have one son who's 15. My ex and I broke up when he was one, and my ex is now married to someone else and has three more children and two stepchildren. We split custody 50-50 and have always purchased things for each house instead of stuff that goes between houses. Only now my ex and his wife are financially struggling, and they are resentful because my son got all new things for school this year that I purchased, and they have to reuse old stuff for their other kids. At first, I was asked to donate supplies to them in order to show we're all one family, which we're not. We have a common family member, but I am not my ex's family and he's not mine. This would never be done if the shoe was on the other foot, and he's always been especially possessive of things he bought for our son when our son was younger. When this failed, my ex decided our son should share what he has with the other kids, so my son decided to take none of it to his dad's house. He finishes homework at school and leaves his supplies in his locker for the next day. My ex told me I should not be okay with this, but I am. It's not my job to buy these other kids' supplies, and my son needs his own supplies. Mm-hmm. Why should I ask him to give away stuff he needs? I asked my ex, and he said more could be purchased. I told him that's as good as making me buy for his kids who are not mine, and I told him that will never happen. Ex-wife told me I'm a selfish cunt, and how dare I make her kids feel like shit when they see my son with everything shiny and new, and they don't have that. I told her that's for her and my ex to figure out. Not for me. My ex said I was teaching our son to not help family and that I'm being spiteful against kids. I asked him would he be so willing to help any child of mine I had after him, and he told me it's different because men always have to pay child support. And I asked him why his stepkids don't have child support being paid that could have given them the money for new supplies. At that point, the conversation ended, but they are extremely hostile towards me now. Am I the asshole? Nope.
No, of course not.
I've noticed a nuance between these type of stories. It's only let's show we're one big happy family when it needs to be convenient.
Yeah.
When it's only on one foot.
When it's only, yeah, it's only one-sided. We're all this big happy family. No, you're not. You got divorced. Mm-hmm. I hate to break it to you. But,
Bingo.
But, I don't. Especially them speaking disrespectful, it's like I could have. If it was like nice, I could see how OP would maybe consider doing it. But if he doesn't, that's still fine because that is not his family. He's only responsible for his son.
I think OP's a woman, by the way.
Oh, it's her son. My bad.
That's okay.
My bad.
At the beginning of the story, it sounded like when they was all up, when money was fine, right? Everybody bought. Every parent bought their own supplies for each household, right?
Yeah.
So now that y'all, OP's ex, they don't have money, now I'm expected to take care of two households. I'm taking care of mine, and you want me you're trying to justify me buying supplies for your household as well.
Right.
Which has also five other kids. It's three children and two stepchildren.
In what way is that my responsibility?
Yeah.
And you want to blame me. Oh, you know, your kid, he has all this new shiny stuff. Yeah.
By design.
Because I bought it.
Yeah.
Because he needed it.
Right.
And y'all think y'all about to chief on his paper? Oh. On these pens? On these mechanical pencils, the nice ones?
Well, you do have 10. 3.0? So.
3.0 lead?
Yeah, I agree. Wow. It reminds me of a story that we did like 2 weeks ago where it was the dad buying the car for his son and the mom was like, well, why can't you buy cars for my other two kids? Yeah. And I agree with that, that same thing now of it's not your responsibility. Like sometimes parents struggle with taking care of their own kids that they need to take care of and kids go without. And it's like this person, OP, is doing what they need to do for their kid and that's all they need to do. They didn't sign up to take care of your five other kids that you guys have. Yes, because you guys brought up 2 weeks ago how it's like, well, I feel like it can cause jealousy amongst the kids. Totally. And I think it could probably happen in this situation, too. But like, that's the thing that sucks about blended families is like, it is what it is. But I'm going to make sure my kid has what he needs to have. And usually your kids would, too. But you guys are struggling and we don't really have that good of a relationship, it sounds like. So why would I help you guys out?
Right.
And it's also a choice of if I want to. I did what I needed to do so he has what he needs. It's not even like a one thing. And yeah, I don't really like the way they're going about it of at first trying to, what did they do? Like ask and then they tried to take. So the point where the son had to start leaving his supplies at school.
Yeah.
And honestly, if it was really just a thing of they needed school supplies, at least in our metro area, there are so many drives, resources, like everybody is doing back to school something where they're giving out materials, things kids need for school. So if it was really a situation where, you know, they need school supplies, they don't have it, there are plenty of resources people can use to get school supplies for them.
Right.
Yeah. And I hope that it's actually stuff that they truly need. Cause I know there's times like even when I was younger, like you would get like a few new outfits or something. Mm-hmm. But they said that they have to like reuse all the stuff from last year. I'm like, okay.
Use the notebooks and pencils?
Maybe not the notebooks and pencils, but like clothes, backpack, maybe like, you know, shoes. It depends on like, I guess, what age range they are and if they're like growing out of stuff. But I'm like, some of that stuff, it would have been reused anyway. They don't need to get absolutely everything new.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think you're the asshole. I think that's weird. And then them cussing you out, it's even more reason to be like, yeah, no. Nope. I was going to say no politely when you asked me politely, but now that you're asking me disrespectfully, I might as well be disrespectful back.
Mm. That's what's tough about blended families because it takes so much more communication than... Yeah. A traditional family household.
You have to communicate with someone you don't even want to
and
talk to.
You don't
to.
Even like them, and so it makes it even harder. But you're also trying to show values and things to your kids, but it's hard to do that in blended families when there's animosity and anger. It's just a tough situation all the way around.
Yeah. So top comment, not the asshole, but you are helping family, just not his family. And then OP responded, true, although to a lesser degree, it helps him because it's one less kid to buy school supplies for.
Can you imagine
having multiple?
You have five kids, right?
Yeah.
You get your paycheck.
It's gone.
You ain't seeing none of that.
It's gone.
Or you get groceries. They eat all the stuff you like.
It's already
in
gone.
In 2 days.
Mm. They eat all the grapes.
Like grapes boneless, nothing but the vine.
Yeah.
Ooh, that just...
It's like right after you wash the grapes, too, you go to the bathroom, half of it's gone. And they took all the crispy ones,
they
too.
They leave all the little shriveled ones.
Yeah.
That are squishy.
Right, that are raisiny. They look like they're finna be raisins. Mm.
I get mad when I eat those.
That just made me emotional. I had a...
Because this is us being childless, but if there's any parents in the chat, maybe share some moments you guys have, whether it's positive or negative
about
kids.
We're so happy. I have five kids. I'm so happy.
Share some good moments about kids. Share some negative moments about kids.
Yeah, maybe share the good moments because I do want to be a parent, but it's seeming more and more unattractive the older I get.
I really wish, I wonder if there are people out there with the blended family situation. I really want to know their takes on this whole.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is like our second story like this, right? But I'm pretty sure it's more often than not that stuff like this would probably happen.
I think it's happening all the time.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that was pointed out in the last comment and even this comment for both stories, the one was from 2 weeks ago and the one from now, it's not a blended family. It might be for the son or the child. But it's not a blended family for OP.
True.
they're not in the family. They He's on the outskirts. Specifically left the family. They just happen to have a child that's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the child is a blended family.
But I'm like, I think that's the problem, really. It's like, to the kid, these are my brothers and sisters. My mother's like, nah, that's your thing. So you're like being pushed and pulled between, I go back to my mom's house and she's like, it's us. And then you go to your dad's house and he's like, it's all of us. And I don't know if he's doing it, but he also might be like, see, your mom doesn't want to be a part of, like, I want to be a part of that, but she doesn't want to be a part. So that's like mm-hmm. fights and stuff are coming all the time. Mm-hmm. I think the best blended families are like, hey, we did not work. But we do want to do what's best for these kids. And sometimes I got to swallow something. Sometimes you got to swallow something.
Yeah.
But I think that is so hard to do. That's like something you want to do. But then you just see that person like, I'm not helping you. Even though it's not about them. But it's like, I'm not helping you. And that's it.
Yeah.
I wonder if like blended family is technically like a double speak term. I've been learning about that.
What does that mean?
Double speak. It's something people say to kind of soften the blow. So in this instance, it would probably be easier to say a divorced family with him being on the outskirts. But when they're saying it's a blended family, it seems like they're all together. It was in the context of MLM was double speak for pyramid scheme. So it's like when you say MLM, you don't think it's a scheme, therefore. But yeah.
But now speak. I don't think we think of it as a scheme. Like, if I hear MLM, that means scam to me.
Yeah.
I will say to what you're saying, though, you're saying like divorced. I think it's easy to think about the remarried parent as somebody who's in a blended family. Me personally, and maybe this will change with the commenters or whatever, I definitely agree that the son or the children are in a blended family. Mm-hmm. But I don't think both parties of the divorced couple are in a blended family. I think whoever chooses to move on and start a family with someone new that already has a family, that's what's blended. Not necessarily the one who's kind of on the outskirts being like, I'm also supporting our child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see like both divorced parents being a part of a blended family. Maybe I'm wrong.
I've seen... When I think of a blended family, I think of, let's say, I know these people. They were together. They ended up getting divorced. Both of them got remarried.
Hot.
I know. And all four of them, they each have kids together. The original couple shares a child.
Mm-hmm.
They all have kids together. But they're very much like... It turned into like an extended family type of situation where, we didn't work, but they work very good as friends and they work very good as co-parents. So everybody's kind
of
like.
This is a plot of Grace and Frankie.
Yes! This is literally Grace and Frankie. It's freaking
Grace and Frankie.
So, even though they got a divorce, they're still very much friends, still very much in each other's lives, still very much, hey, if you need anything, just give me a call. And it's so nice to see, actually. Like,
I think it's wonderful.
Seeing something like that functional where you can acknowledge, we do not work as a couple, but you kind of cool.
But it depends how you get out of the relationship, because in my head, even though I've never been divorced or anything, but I got married to you for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. I loved you for a reason. And if, depending on why we got out, I'm like, it just didn't work out. But that doesn't change that I liked you and I loved you for a reason. Mm-hmm. Even if romantically we don't work and we have kids together, I would hope that we could still be together in a way to support our children. But divorce can be so tricky, and how you get divorced and the emotions that come out of it and how you end up after it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you're the single one and the other one moves on, then that can breed anger and like all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I like in my perfect world, I'm like, I want that. I want us to be like, dang, we didn't work out, but you cool. And we made cool kids. So we're going to be like
cool.
We almost have more resources because there's more people, so we can share things more, and it's not as much of a burden on one person. Because I think in a perfect world, OP as a single mom could reap the benefits of having a family on the other side who could take some of the resources off. It sucks that she's the one making the money and they broke. But in the perfect world, you're like, hey, I know you're one person over there. We can do stuff to help you out because I know you're out there on your own. And then that's the benefit of a blended family to me. It's like, we got more people to help out.
Yeah. I feel like my opinion on blended family changed a little bit for sure. Am I the asshole for not canceling our long planned trip because my mother-in-law scheduled surgery at the same time?
Mother-in-laws.
Man.
What are you going to do? Mother-in-law already hates me. She ain't gonna like me if I didn't go.
I mean, what's the scheduled surgery for? If it's scheduled, it must not be too important.
The surgery?
If it's scheduled?
It's an inpatient. It's like...
She's probably getting her tonsils out.
She's getting a mommy bod. She's getting the mommy makeover. Things get nipped and tucked.
No, she's actually getting the height surgery.
Then maybe you should stay because she's gonna have 3 inches on you.
She's going from 5'2" to 5'6".
What if she's getting a BBL?
Could be.
She could be getting a BBL.
I'm staying if my mother-in-law is getting a BBL.
I'm not canceling for my in-law.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Am I the asshole for not canceling our long-planned trip because my mother-in-law scheduled surgery at the same time? My husband and I have a big trip planned for 5 weeks from now. Mm. It's a once-in-a-lifetime type of vacation, 15 days on the other side of the world, and over 27 hours of flights each way.
Dang, that's too much.
Jeez.
We've been planning and saving for it for over 6 months. Both of us work very stressful jobs and very rarely get the chance to take any time off like this. Never did in the last 12 years. My mother-in-law, 70, has several health problems. She recently scheduled a complicated surgery for exactly the time we'll be away. She knew we were going to be away. We were not consulted about the timing. There's almost no other family around, and the few relatives who live about 40 minutes away either don't drive, have jobs, or simply can't/won't help her during recovery. We don't have the option to reschedule our trip without losing a significant amount of money. And honestly, we suspect she chose these dates particularly for attention or to create conflict. Mm. There were other possible dates. Now there's a pressure on us to cancel and be there for her. But we feel that after all this time, money, and energy we put into this trip and how rarely we get breaks, it's unfair to expect us to change our plans.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for deciding to still go on our trip?
No, you're not the asshole. You're not the asshole. Especially working a stressful job where you already don't get time off.
12 years.
12 years. That's a long time. Over a decade. My money all into this trip. I've been planning this for months. Yeah. Been saving over a half a year.
Yeah.
Granny, let's call the let's call somebody in and see if we can reschedule that appointment because because we'll be gone.
Won't
if you
want
to deal with that on your own, I know you don't. So let's go ahead and reschedule. Let's call them up because I'm not. No.
The thing for me that doesn't, I don't even need to like think about this is the fact that she knew when they were going on vacation and chose to schedule the surgery around that time.
So why would she do that?
That makes me think that was intentional, trying to either ruin our trip or make us cancel. And, sorry. Yeah, we're not going to change our trip.
Sucks to suck.
You could have scheduled it any other time.
What was the surgery again? Was that not specified?
BBL.
It's just...
It was...
Medically... Something complex. Well, she's medically complex.
Well, BBL is 70.
She has several health problems, and she recently scheduled a complicated surgery for exactly the same time we'll be away.
I'm going on that trip.
The doctor was like, you are so sick. You have so many diseases, and you want a BBL at this time? It's going to be complex. It's going to be the most complicated thing I've ever done.
The only thing that kind of worries me, though, is like, God forbid, what if something happens during the surgery?
Yeah, that's going to suck.
And then it's like the husband finds out and that's all he can think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the worst thing that can happen is somebody's like, well, I have a parent that's a little bit older and even going on a trip is risky. And now it's like, oh, you're being self-sabotaged by your parent who you care about, but they're like wanting attention or control over the matter of what you do. And then it's like, potentially, maybe this surgery does put them at risk. Maybe there is a chance that they could pass from this. And that's the last thing, obviously, you want for them, but also for your partner, who you don't want them to be thinking about that. Because now it's like, well, we're trapped here for the next 15 days unless we spend more money to leave. You know, I guess I was thinking specifically in the context of being on a cruise, because you're literally trapped on a boat. But
that's the only vacation Maddie can think of.
That's the only thing I've been exposed to.
You haven't done an all-inclusive?
Nope.
Got it.
Girl, we gotta get you out there.
My sister wants to do it, but she's also the type of person where she never plans anything. So I say, okay, well, when you plan it, I'll sign up for it. Nothing.
But that's a good point to think about, because you would hope that you would tell your partner, whatever you want to do, you can do it. Like, I don't want to be the one deciding, because I don't want you to be angry at me if something does happen. But that's going to be hard either way, because if husband's like, okay, I got to stay for my mom, and you go, then you're going to be mad about that. If you stay, you're going to be resentful of him. If like, dang, we stayed. And if nothing, actually, it would be good if nothing happened, but you stayed, you're like,
I would be, I guess I'll be happy. There's no,
I don't think there's no good way.
Yeah.
The only thing I could be like, your mom knew. I want to go. We spent a lot of money on this. We got to take whatever happens, happens. And if you got to do, you got to make that decision. I'm going.
I think it's definitely what SJ said earlier. You need to call him up. Be like, girl, you got to reschedule this, or else you got to look for somebody else to take care of you. Like, stand firm. Be like, we can't do it.
Which I think is a good stance to take. But you bringing up the worst possible ending, I'm like, there's nothing to prevent or prepare for that, where people get out happy at the end of it.
Yeah. For like, me, the only way to do it is like forcing her to reschedule.
Yeah.
And like taking away whatever power move she's trying to do. Because then even if they're on the freaking vacation, then that's what the husband might be thinking about.
Yeah.
You know, but sadly, that's still a situation that the parent created, to be like, well, you need to feel bad for me.
Oh, 100%.
So it's just,
especially when there are other days available.
Yeah.
And it might be easier if this is not the first time she's done it. If this seems like this is her MO.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing this constantly, then I wouldn't feel as bad going into it. I'm like, you made this bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now lie in it.
But it's also my mother-in-law. It's not my mom. So I'm like,
yeah,
I can't speak for my partner to what they would feel like. Even if they're annoyed by their mom died while they were in living it up on the other side of the world.
That's, feel horrible.
They'll feel so bad.
Okay, so top comment, not the asshole. It almost sounds deliberate. Then they say, like, here's what you can say to the mom. You scheduled surgery for when we're away. If you are going to need our help, then you really need to reschedule or make other arrangements.
Yeah, put it on her.
Yeah. Am I the asshole for banning my wife's Disney Divorce Friends plugins from our house?
Plugins.
What the hell are they like plugging
a,
in?
Like a Glade?
Glade?
I'm like, what the hell is that? Glade.
Oh, one of those Glade candles.
No, it's French, from France.
French, huh?
Oh, what, you never heard of Glade?
All right. Am I the asshole for banning my wife's Disney Divorce Friends plug-in from our house? My wife's friend, Melissa, 49 female, is staying with us for a few weeks while she sorts her life out. We have a large home, and we're very happy to have house guests. She's leaving her husband after 25 years of marriage because she wants to move to LA and work at Disneyland.
Oh.
This sounds like a plot of a bad sitcom, but I'm afraid it's real. Both she and her husband are equally culpable for the failure of their marriage and really bring out the worst in one another. Their relationship has been in a state for as long as I've known them. The problem is, Melissa showed up with an arsenal of room scents and sprays and plugins. The smell, teenage girl with a side of forever chemicals, has completely taken over the hallway, the family bathroom, my office, and even down two flights of stairs into the foyer, drawing room, and living room. It's strong, it's nasty, and it's made of...
Oh, wow.
Nasty.
And it's made of and smells like all the chemicals that we avoid.
Yeah.
Sidebar, we've been cleansing ourselves of chemical nasties and have curated our home to smell clean and subtle. It's part of what makes it feel like home. Now it smells like teen spirit. Melissa is genuinely lovely and in a vulnerable spot, and I don't want to make her feel unwelcome, but it's our house, and this is something that we've been intentional about. However, outside of our personal feelings about plugins, it feels really out there to rock up in someone else's home and decide to bring your own plug-in scents to totally change the smell of the house. Yeah. I mentioned how strong the smell was, assuming it was a room spray, and how it was overtaking every room. She said, yeah, the plugins are pretty strong. I was so shocked, I asked her to remove them. I opened with a sensitive ask of, hey, those room sprays are pretty strong. Would you mind keeping the door closed if you're using them? And spiraled a bit when I heard her say plugins, plural. My wife told me I was being an asshole for making her uncomfortable when she's going through a lot, and that I could bitch to her about it. It was over the line to ask her to stop. I was incredulous that she thought it was okay to change the scent of our room. Am I the asshole here like my wife says? I feel pretty justified in my complaint. And then there's an edit. What does incredulous mean?
I just read it.
Like shocked?
Of a person or their manner, unwilling or unable to believe something.
Can't believe it. I feel incredulous about this.
That was a good word. I'm going to steal that.
Stolen.
Stolen. I do think it's crazy to, you know, you're living with your friends for a little bit and you go into their hallway and plug in one of your plugins. To me, that's crazy.
Yeah. 100%.
That's
crazy. You can't make
crazy.
A stamp on someone else's home.
I'm like, I feel like there's a certain amount of decorum that you need to have, especially when staying in someone else's place. I don't know what, like in the room that you're staying in, I get it. I get that. Okay. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
To put your freaking Glade plugins in the hallway. Glade. I made it I exist for you. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You didn't make anything exist. It was unexisting.
You didn't make anything. Trust. He said trust.
It exists.
I got the exact moment. It was said to 27 seconds of the commercial.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Period. But yeah, I think that's crazy. I don't think OP's the asshole. I would say the same thing, especially if it's taking over the entire house.
Yeah. And I'm also a big person that, yeah, you could stay here, but if you cross one line, you have to set the standard immediately. And it's not disrespectful. It's just, hey, that's just not how this house operates. And it is what it is. It's nothing against you. Do it in your room. Fine. It might seep out a little bit, but you put it in the hallways too.
Well, nah. Is that clear? Because it does seem like it is only in the house or in the room, but it's so strong that it's getting into the rest of the house.
From what we know so far, it sounds like it's so strong that it's
permeating the entire house. In the room and permeating.
Which I
want
to know what these plugins are, because I have sucky ones that seem, they don't do anything. I can't smell them anywhere.
Yeah.
That's why I like the wax warmer is way better. It actually goes through the house. My Glade plugins suck. I'm like, I'm
trying to spill your stuff. The Glade plugins, like, pushing your face out of the way.
Stop digging me.
I'm like, digging me.
Glade. That's what the outlet's saying.
Glade.
Digging me.
Okay.
He's an editor, man.
So, did you read the top comment?
I'm about to read that edit right now.
Oh, that edit though.
So there's an edit. To address the frequently asked questions, the plugins are already gone. The conversation pivoted from, could you please keep the door closed when you spray the room, to, can you please remove the plugins?
Mm.
She apologized and removed them immediately. I also spotted, after writing this post, that the intake vent for the central air was about 12 feet from where one of the plugins
there
was.
Is.
Okay.
This there explains how the whole house got gunked up so quickly. The smell still hasn't gone 24 hours later. In the part of the conversation where the plugins were revealed, my wife informs me that my facial expressions were all over the place, a mix of shock and disgust. I maintained a friendly but firm tone when I asked her to remove them. I explained my reasoning clearly. I capped the conversation by saying I hated the smell of them, which was unkind and deeply unhelpful. Dang. In my defense, genuinely, I do hate the smell, and I was so thoroughly flabbergasted that an adult would think that it's okay to do that, that I made an unguarded comment. Not the asshole, most plugins give me a massive headache. And OP said, same. I need to be able to focus in my office to keep my job that pays for the house that you're staying in. Oh.
Well, that'll do it.
Okay. Apple and brown sugar, brown apple cinnamon. Fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fire. I just want to buy, but it goes so quick. Oh, shout out Ivy. the butts.
Yeah.
The butt wax, those smell good. Those were like pumpkin spice.
Ooh.
I drop a little butt on there, it fill up my whole house.
Dig me butt too.
Yeah, I'm like.
I just had a pumpkin caramelicious at Scooter's.
Was it good?
You can tell from her reaction. She was in love.
Delicious. Oh my God. I've been like on my diet sad shit lately. Americanos and shit. Sugar free.
Americanos?
Little splurge.
I actually do like Americanos. It's just like.
Because she's an American.
I'm so sick.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of sugar free vanilla. It's just like. I'm over her.
Sounds like hell.
Did it you is. Have the caramel apple smoothie last year?
From Scooters? I had it this year. It was terrible.
His face is
I had a caramel apple infusion is what it was.
Oh, wait. It tasted like the sucker?
Yeah.
Because my sister got that in Kansas City.
Wait.
And she's like, I've been waiting for that drink. I'm like, it does taste exactly like the sucker, and I don't like that.
There will be a week in October, guys, that we're going to be gone. My buddy Shrek is going to come over and take over the podcast for a little bit. I think he's bringing back some friends, and I don't know if it's his ex. They're kind of rocky right now, him and Fiona. And something with like Prince Charming. So I don't know. It's a bunch of weird stuff. So I don't know. It'd be kind
They've
of happening
been on
the
a tumultuous
week.
Journey.
Yeah, because
sure.
I'm like, I don't know I what that, happened with them.
And this is just like gossip. But I heard that Prince Charming and Shrek are living together.
I didn't hear about that. I heard that Fiona and Farquaad maybe had a thing.
That was all alleged.
Yeah, that's alleged.
Alleged.
I heard the moving in was alleged as well. No. So if you guys know what we're talking about from the Shrek episode from a year ago, go watch that if you don't.
Okay, because I think Prince Charming's taking pictures in bed.
For when you actually have the picture by the time the episode
room.
Comes out.
I saw in the shade room. There's a picture of Farquaad and Shrek in a bed.
Wait, was it the shade
it
room?
It wasn't the shade room. It was the... What was it called?
Fairy something.
Oh, what was it called?
Fairy Tale Room.
I feel like it started with an S, though.
Yeah, it started with an S because it had the same initials.
It was the same logo, but then it said something different.
Such a good episode.
And I wish they would take over more often. Shrek did a great job. Fiona, Prince Charming, Farquaad.
They all did
Farquaad.
Great.
Yeah.
They all did great.
So look for that in the next few weeks. Maybe a month away from when this posts.
Who knows?
Actually, we know.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We know.
Which kind of.
And I know we know. And I know we know. All right, last story. Am I the asshole for wanting to divorce my husband because of his mother?
That's loaded.
Family matters.
You marry the family, too.
I-26 female, have been with my husband for several years now. Damn. And when we were dating, everything was great. But when we got engaged, my mother-in-law really changed. Planning the wedding was put on me, as my husband didn't really care except for his tux. But mother-in-law had many opinions. She wanted a rabbi to officiate the wedding. I'm Christian and my husband is Jewish. So we agreed to have a non-denominational ceremony. This did not go over well with mother-in-law. She wanted anything and everything Jewish. The rabbi, chuppah, and the ketubah, breaking of the glass, the works. I politely said no. So then she had other opinions on my dress, what colors for the wedding, where to have it, and that she must have a dance with her son. I was honestly happy when the wedding was over. When we got back from our honeymoon, the weather was awful. They picked us up from the airport and drove us to their house where my husband's car was. Exhausted from traveling, I wanted to go home and sleep. Mother-in-law refused to let us leave because of the weather. It was raining with a tornado warning. I get it, but also the chances of a tornado touching down where we live is rare. My husband, father-in-law, and mother-in-law all went to a separate room to discuss if we should stay the night. Nope. That was it for me. I dragged my husband away and we left. Next came my birthday. I always have two separate birthdays, one with my family and one with his, because his family doesn't like the restaurant I always choose for my birthday. But this birthday was one for the money. His family ordered pizza and mother-in-law told me to eat a salad and said that I needed to watch my weight.
Wow.
I'm overweight, yes, but not unhealthy. I like my curves. They also ordered a cake for me, but she denied me having any. My husband did and said nothing. This caused an argument between us, which led nowhere. Next is buying our house. I wanted to have a place where we could call our own. Husband was on board until I came home from work and I found out that he went to talk to his parents about it and mother-in-law said it was a bad idea. He agreed. Ooh. Another argument that went nowhere. Later, he agrees to buy a house if his parents tag along to help decide. At this point, I'm wondering if I married an adult or a man child. Next, my husband and I have a mutual day off, and he said he needed to go help his dad with something and asked me to tag along. We arrived at their house, and sitting at the dining room table is mother-in-law. Husband disappears, and the intervention begins. Yes, it was a setup. Mother-in-law wanted to talk to me about my behavior and how she knows I don't like her and starts to cry. I was honest, and I told her some of the things I've had issues with, but that I didn't hate her. Then she proceeds to tell me that I'm a bad influence on her son and I need to do better. Mm. After this, another argument with my husband and he won't take my side. The biggest problem, my father has been sick for many years and passed away. I told my mother that she could stay with us until she was ready to return home. The night of my father passing, I had all the family over so they could grieve together. Mother-in-law told my husband that I should put his health first and not invite so many people over during COVID. He agreed and told me my family needed to leave. This was the first time I felt true hatred for both my husband and mother-in-law. So am I the asshole for wanting a divorce because of his mother?
No. And I hate to push divorce, but like he's going to be like this
forever.
Yeah, that's the thing.
For the literally entirety of the marriage.
Yeah, it's different if your partner's in it with you.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like he's not using his parents' wise counsel as a resource, but the deciding factor.
As law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with just going to your parents when you're unsure about stuff when you're grown, but it shouldn't be the final answer. And you have someone else to consider because you're in a marriage.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Unfortunately, I think if she's married, if she continues being married to him, it'll always be like this. And then she'll always feel like this. It's a really tough situation to be in because, you know, obviously you wanted to get married to him. That's why you are married to him. But when you are in a position where, you know, the mother-in-law is basically the law, where she's the determining factor, like your husband will literally not defend you and cling on to whatever she says and completely forget about your opinions,
how
you feel about it, what you want to do. He doesn't care. He would quite literally just rather listen to whatever his mom tells him to do. Yeah, that's a man child, 1,000%.
Yeah, and you have countless examples that, you know, you listed here, OP, showing over and over again about how he's failed when it comes to being a partner and he will choose his mother and his family over you every single time and make you feel like you don't really have any power in your marriage that is just between you and him, and makes it feel like you're like small and insignificant because you don't have any power in the decision, because like you guys are saying, they are there. Him and his parents are the ones that are the deciding factor. Like SJ said, the law. So it just feels like she's just being tagged along and it's like her life.
Yeah.
So I totally think you should get a divorce, especially, you know, with everything that just happened with your father passing away and, you know, them doing that where they're like, you know, you can't stay at my house or whatever. And now you have feelings of hatred towards him. You should definitely, like, you resent this man so much. You resent the mother-in-law so much.
Yeah.
It's more than time to just leave the situation. And I feel like you'll be 10 times happier.
Yeah, because before that happened, I would have been like, for sure, I do think this is a thing for couples therapy where you can voice how you feel in this relationship, but you feel like you don't have any voice. But I think things can go too far where you're like, okay, maybe it's not. Do I want to save this relationship?
Yeah. Top comment. Girl, you don't have a mother-in-law problem. You have a husband problem. He doesn't have your back. He doesn't stand up for you or defend you. His mom uses that expertly, like the manipulative woman she is.
Ooh.
Unless he is ready to commit to his relationship with you, put you first, and tell his mom to back off, there's no hope for you two. Yeah. Not the asshole.
Mm.
So yeah, that's like what we go. But when it comes to like this episode of this week.
Yeah, great episode.
Like, Sadie, if you could just kind of have an accent with me so I could kind of pick up.
Yeah, I can absolutely do that with you.
You've got like, do you know what type of. There's any like people in here that are from London, I'm guessing, or Manchester.
Very posh. Where? Yeah, I would say like central. This right here. Joe
like if you can kind of recognize like where city is speaking from, where like what where's her dialect from?
Twickenham, central London.
Is she correct?
I know I am because they talk exactly like this.
They talk exactly like this.
Yeah. Very posh.
Yeah.
What about Essex?
Nah, they kind of have like they have a twang to them.
Okay, like. I just like saying Essex. It's like fun.
I feel like Essex. When Essex. I think of like how they speak in Essex, think I feel like it reminds Essex. Me of like Skins, like that the accent that was in Skins.
That's a time I didn't get to experience because I missed out on that.
Oh yeah,
we talked about that a few weeks ago. I've never watched Skins.
You watched Skins, yeah.
Well, anyway, we've really got to get out of here. Got to twinkle our toes and walk up the steps and leave this area.
Bye, babes.
Okay.
I just feel like that's like a English thing for you to say, guys. Like, let me know if I'm wrong. Let me know
never
if I'm wrong.
Never heard that phrase ever in my life.
So we really got to go. Sadie, could you do the outro for us?
Ooh.
Thanks guys for coming to the Comfort Level Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thanks guys for coming to the Comfort Level Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye guys.